This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Reserve Bank of India has kept the repo rate unchanged for the seventh time in a row, announcing the first bi-monthly monetary policy this morning for the current financial year, beginning on the 1st of this month. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das said the Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. Consequently, the Standing Deposit Facility, SDF rate, remains at 6.25% and the Marginal Standing Facility, MSF rate, and the bank rate remains at 6.75%. Mr. Das said the real GDP growth for the current financial year, 2024-25, is projected at 7%, while CPI inflation at 4.5%. Reserve Bank of India will soon allow to deposit cash through cash deposit machines using UPI. Till now, UPI is mainly used for money withdrawal or money transfer. Governor Shaktikanta Das today said this measure will enhance customer convenience and make the currency handling process at banks more efficient. RBI has also proposed to permit the use of third-party UPI apps for making UPI payments from prepaid payment instruments, PPI, wallets. This will further enhance customer convenience and boost adoption of digital payments for small-value transactions. The Election Commission's meeting is underway with municipal commissioners and selected district election officers from 11 states which had the lowest voter turnout in the last general elections. The meeting, chaired by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, is being held in New Delhi. The meeting will discuss ways to step up voter turnout in the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. It will prepare targeted and specific action plans to address the issue of low voter turnout in certain urban and rural areas. The Election Commission today issued a notice to Aam Aadmi Party leader and Delhi Minister Aatishi over her allegation that she was supposed to join BJP to save her political career. She has been asked to submit a reply by Monday noon. In his notice, the Commission said the voters tend to believe whatever is been said from a public forum by the leaders, and in that sense, the statements made by them affect the campaign discourse. Earlier, the BJP had filed a complaint against Aatishi over her allegations. The scrutiny of nominations is taking place today for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, except in Jammu and Kashmir. Scrutiny in Jammu and Kashmir will be held tomorrow. Filing of nominations for this phase ended yesterday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and Union Territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls on the 26th of this month. Campaigning for the Lok Sabha elections is gaining momentum in various parts of the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in Rajasthan's Churu in support of party candidate Devinder Jhajharia. Israel's Security Cabinet has approved the reopening of Erez Crossing to allow the flow of more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Erez Crossing, also known as Beit Hanun, is a border crossing between Israel and the northern Gaza Strip. It has been reopened for the first time since a terror attack by Palestinian group Hamas on the 7th of October last year. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has introduced changes in the assessment and evaluation to align with the National Education Policy 2020. The format will now be based on more competency-based questions and fewer constructed response questions. As per the revised guidelines, the competency-focused questions in the form of multiple-choice questions or case-based questions, source-based integrated questions, or in any other type in Class 11 and 12 have been increased from 40% to 50%. On the other hand, the constructed response questions, including short answer questions and long answer type questions, as per the existing pattern, have been reduced from 40% to 30% in 2024-25 academic sessions. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heat wave conditions across parts of East and Peninsular India for the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.